Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
Now, what I can tell you is that if you want to create manifesting in your life, okay, whatever you want to manifest, this is the first thing you have to understand. Who here has thoughts, dreams, and feelings of a more expansive life? Let me see if I show hands. Hopefully everybody here, okay? And you, who here has ever said something like, I want to make my dreams come true? Something like that. Let me see if I show hands. Okay. So here's the first place we want to start, okay? We are away from peer-reviewed science and straight into Mastin woo-woo land right now, by the way. Okay? We're going from peer review into what the f- I think. Okay. And so you can take what the f- I think and throw it away or work with it. Okay. But I like my results and I'm going to share with you what I've learned. Okay. So I want you to consider that whatever your dream is, think about it for a second, right? Financial freedom. Maybe it's a certain notoriety, certain impact in the world, whatever the dream is. Okay. Can you tell the difference between a dream and living up to somebody else's expectations? It feels different in your body, doesn't it? My father wants me to become a lawyer, so I work hard to become a lawyer. By the way, that's not my father. I'm just saying in general, right? Versus, God, I just want to be an intuitive psychic, right? So the expectations of others versus what you really feel is meant for you feels different in your body. Who follows? Does this make sense? So what we'll be checking on as we move forward is, first of all, is what you're trying to manifest coming from a part or from yourself and from your eventual state? Because we want to try to reduce the amount of manifestation from parts, right? Manager parts, Excel parts. You know, we don't want to be like letting our three-year-old in the driver's seat of our manifestation dreams, right? Probably not a good idea. We bring her with us, bring him with us, go on the ride with us, but we don't want to have that part doing it. There's a part in you that has a vision for your life or a feeling about what's possible. Who knows what I'm talking about? And it's not a part, okay? You may not be in it right now, but here's the first core assumption. That's not your dream. It's not yours. You don't have a dream. You don't have a vision. That is all that is placing it in you. That is God or the universe giving it, handing it over to you, saying, here's your assignment. Therefore, if the universe has placed it in your heart, it's also placed the resources for it to become possible. It is not yours. It feels like yours, but it is not yours. Who follows? When you think of it that way, it's like, oh, okay. Because if I think about my dreams coming true, I'm in a part. My dreams. The way that I look at it for me personally is I am a caretaker of whatever assignments or whatever dreams or whatever goals or visions have been given to me. I have shit that comes to me that I could not possibly make up. I have had shit happen in my life that you cannot possibly explain. The shit that has happened in my life, if it were a film, would you be like, that did not happen? There's no way that happened. That's no way. That's crazy. Who's ever had something like that happen, by the way? Okay. And so when you realize that the thing that you're trying to go for isn't yours, it changes the context. Because immediately you come out of any type of disconnection into connection. Because you didn't have a dream, you were given one. Let that sit for a second. You were given one. Here's the second thing I want to say, Okay. A lot of people, imagine this for a second, okay? I use the word God. If I lost you, we'll have Q&A, okay? No problem. I'll use the word God, source, spirit, all that is, universe, interchangeably, just so you know. Pick the word that works for you. If I say God and that triggers you and you want Yahweh, you want spirit, you want goddess, you want divine feminine, masculine, whatever, just pick the name for you and then make, when I say God, you just put in your name, okay? Have a translator for you, okay? But when you think about the idea that God or the universe gave you a dream, gave you a vision, placed it on your heart, okay? Wouldn't you think it'd be nice to be able to sit with God and ask some questions about it? Who here feels like that would be cool if you could do that? Just sit there and be like, okay, what the, this? What are you talking about? This? How am I make this happen? My bank account? Have you seen my bank account? Okay. So the first thing I want you to understand is whatever you believe in that's giving you this dream already knows that stuff. It's already aware. Knows your bank account. It knows things about you that you don't know yet, though. It knows things about your capability that you don't know yet. It knows things about what's possible for you that you don't know yet. So wherever your comfort zone is, you're here, your comfort zone is here, and the dream is here. In that difference between your comfort zone and the dream, that's where God is. And the universe is going to show you how capable you are, how connected you are. And so, number one, understand that the dream has been given to you with the understanding of your limitations, your trauma, and your history. Next, instead of wondering how or if you could spend time with this creator or this source or this energy, ask yourself this question. How much time are you willing to let that part in? Because that is self-energy. That is the ventral state. How much time are you willing to let it in? Not God, where are you? Not ventral, where are you? Not self, where are you? It's really self saying, where are you? I'm right here. And that's a part that's asking that, by the way. Where are you? And in the, believe it's in the, I think it's the Quran. It said, God is closer than your neck vein. Right? It's inside. It's here. Okay? So this isn't about trying to find something external. This is about connecting something internal that's already there. And think of it this way. The way that we want to connect to something larger than ourselves, God, source, spirit, universe, whatever it might be, our parts want to connect with ourself the same way. So when you have yourself, that self energy in you, the goal is your parts are looking for that sense of self, to be connected to that sense of self, just like you're looking to be connected to something larger than yourself, right? Because yourself, who you are on the inside, is larger than the parts. That relationship is larger than the problems that you're having. And that sense of self, that higher, that ventral energy, that self energy, the highest self, whatever you want to call it, that part of you is the part of you that's connected to the divine everywhere. That's where the information comes in. That's where the intuition comes in. That's where you go left right here. Are you sure? This is getting some vibes here, right? And so it's important to understand that when we're in self energy, our part, not only do our parts come into connection, which is so huge, right? We unburden and they come into connection. But our system comes into connection with all that is. And we get extrasensory information that we may not quite understand. Who follows? Does this make sense?
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information And reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.